Come on now, come on, come on, come on.
Woo!
Come on. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The reason for the teachings is, of course, to let you know that we belong to Yahweh. Yahweh is guiding us. Yahweh is protecting us. He's bringing His work forward in this time period. He's called you to that work, and He's going to guide you, if you'll let Him, throughout all eternity. But you'll always need to humble yourself to Yahweh and do what He says. The troubles we're having in the world, they're mounting. And they were prophesied to mount in this time period and get totally out of hand. In fact, this is going to bring the nuclear wars. They're wanting to already. It would have brought them already if it hadn't have been that Yahweh held them back for your sake. But the headlines here, skyrocketing food prices threaten global security. So they're beginning to see now that this is going to bring about wars. It says they're warning that food riots could erupt in the face of steeply rising prices are surrounding around the world. It says apparent effects of climate change, increasingly severe climate disruptions. Now, we've told the scientists of America and throughout the world, and by the way, we're reaching the world almost totally now. Praise Yahweh. This was sent to me this morning because I keep pushing to reach all the countries. There's 160 countries we're visiting at this time. There are 195 countries total from what I can see. So we have not reached 35 of them with this message so far. Only 35. We're putting together a list of the 35 countries that have not yet visited our websites and call the house of Yahweh and try and target them over the next few days. Well, of course, that's our work. It's what Yahweh prophesied would take place in this time period. He says they're going to come to you. Let me get one more thing here. I didn't get to hear the announcements today, but this old Indian chicken. Now the young Indians have a new twist on this, but this old one that we got this from. You can tell from, I haven't seen it or tasted it, but I have been getting some information on it and how to prepare it. But the very sound of the way this thing is prepared and the flavorings that go in it, my mouth is watering right now just thinking about it. Fresh. Oh, man, dinner, wow. In the presence of our enemies, Yahweh prepares this. Yahweh takes care of His people. Now, I guarantee you, Yahweh is taking care of America for His work's sake. Praise Yahweh. And that's promised, and I've told you that. The United States is going to remain strong right up to the very end, not because of the schools of higher learning and their finding solutions to problems. They won't. They don't have any solution. They don't have any answers. Their schools was never geared towards a peaceful solution. It was geared towards causing this trouble. Dog eat dog. That's the school's teachings to do whatever you can do to bring in the money and let the other guy look out for himself. Of course, that's not Yahweh's way, but anyway, that's their schools of higher learning. And the warnings that food riots is going to erupt, well, they're already erupting. Apparent effects of climate change, that's we've told them what is going on there and what why the climate changes, why what we've done to our climates is sinful. Sins is what's caused the climate change. And if they'd get our books, our information on that, the scriptures show them what they're doing and what they have done to cause these climate changes. And the only way to stop it is to stop sin, stop doing what we're doing to disrupt it. Food prices in 2011 are higher than at any time since the UN Food and Agriculture Organization started recording them. I feel we have now entered a danger zone, he said. Oil prices, too, have risen. Hurt not the oil and the wine, but you can rest assured now that the United States is being protected from this. Don't think we're doing without food in the United States. Yahweh wants you to come to the United States, to his house, and that's the only reason it's being protected. Food prices have gone up. The future investors market is, of course, driving the prices up to make a dollar, a few million dollars. Now, here's something that comes from the schools of higher learning. And they've never learned that what they're doing is causing this one, too, but Medicare fraud. Strikeforce charges 111 individuals for more than $225 million in false billing and expands operation to two additional cities. Well, of course, they could probably go to all the cities where there are schools of higher learning. And they will find this going on because this is what they teach to do, to make money. It's like all is fair in love and war. You know, this is a saying of theirs. And it's war out there, brethren. They're at war all the time. They have shootouts on the streets here in Abilene with three major universities to teach them how to do it and give them a license to do so. Egypt to let Iranian warships through Suez Canal. More confusion, of course. They're saying that Japan needs to create the nuclear bombs so they can protect themselves. if they created a million of them, they still couldn't protect themselves from a nuclear bomb. You know, this is idiots talking. What sense does it make to add more nuclear bombs when we got overkills now? Protect yourselves? Who are you bluffing? There's no way you could bluff the United States or Israel or any of the nation. You build more nuclear bombs, you create more fear. Then there comes the thoughts of, hey, we better hit this person before they hit us. This is all you're doing. But you don't have sense enough to see it because your minds are confused because you break Leviticus, the 18th chapter. If they would only read these laws and see what they're doing. Produce prices skyrocket. There's no need for that, but the schools of higher learning have taught them how to do this. Hungry for a solution to rising food prices? We don't have it. Hungry for a solution to solve the problems in Wisconsin right now. You're all familiar with what's taking place. Rioting, thousands of people stormed the courthouse angry as they're wanting blood. Well, maybe not, but it may turn to that. Ideology, shadows fight to rule the new Egypt. I thought they didn't want a ruler there. What is it they want? We don't want a ruler. Now we want a ruler. Well, we're fighting over the rulers now. Who's going to rule us next? Well, this man has a nice coat. Look at him. Maybe he could tell us what to do. That's what the scripture said. No, he can't tell you. He learned from the schools of higher learning. They don't teach the answers in the schools of higher learning. If they did, they wouldn't be fighting in the streets of Abilene in front of the college, in front of the very college that trained them. it's one step deeper into the sewer line with every thought now. Their minds are so confused, they can't turn around. They don't have sense enough to turn it around. Ideology, shadows fight to rule the new Egypt. White House to cut energy assistance to the poor. Now, that'll solve the problems. I guess you heard when they're also taking the old people that they've had in prison. They've been making money off of them for years, you know. Some of those people have been in prison for 50 years. And now the medical bills are hurting the government. They can no longer make money out of them because it's costing them too much to keep them alive. So they're going to release them now. Why? For the sake of money. They don't want to waste the money on these old people. Do you see how sick this is to take people who don't even know anything about making a living now, been in behind bars for 50 years, and put them out on the streets? Well, that's the kind of love we have in the world. And that's what your Savior said, because, now if you'll listen to me, I'll tell you the reason. Because iniquity is abounding, your love is going cold. Yes. Come to the house of Yahweh and we'll show you how to solve all of these problems, every last one of them. Japan should develop nuclear weapons to defend itself. There is just no way, brethren, that anybody could defend themselves against a nuclear weapon. We have weapons. The world has weapons now, stockpiled, that can destroy a full-size city the size of New York. That's how powerful these weapons are. Weapons of mass destruction that the schools of higher learning have put all of their efforts into because there's money there. Remember I told you back when we were witnessing to the UN and the gatherings there and Bawa Jane, the door opener to get us in, he said at that time it was an $850 billion a year business. Well, of course, now it's reaching into the trillions of dollars. It's the business. You can't stop. He says there's no way you can stop it. There's too much money in it. Well, that's what it's all about. And now the education is, and this is what they're desiring, we've got to educate our children better than Japan educates their children so we can build better bombs to sell to Japan instead of buying their bombs. Now, this is the sense that they're using. This is their part of common sense. That's what they have left. Build a bomb. It's like the United States, like the house of Yahweh saying, well, we got to build a bomb to protect ourselves against Abilene. Yeah. You know how many planes they got in Abilene and bombs to carry them? He who lives by the sword dies by the sword. Does that make sense? And that's what their Savior told them. But do they pay any attention to him? No. Not at all. He taught peace. He's actually opposite from everything you find in the world today. Uprising in Wisconsin. Tens of thousands protest anti-union bill as Wisconsin lawmakers leave state to stall a vote. Well, of course, they have nothing that they can offer, so about the only thing they can do is hold it up, but that's not going to help either. It's just going to make matters worse. Come to Abilene, and we'll show you what to do. Come to us. We have the answers. The Savior. Now, We've been talking about how to keep from being deceived. And, of course, the schools of higher learning, they look good. They look good to everyone. And Yahshua said this. And he said, this was started in Genesis, if you remember, Yahweh saying that this way looks desirable. And that's the way he made, if you'll think about several scriptures should enter your mind there that he made man in this way. He made man with enmity against his law, against his way. So when you come to the house, you're going to be going against everything natural that's been put into your body. Yes, you're going to have to fight it, because Yahweh said he made you just opposite from what he's actually wants you to be. He's still making you. He's going to make you into his image. But right now you've got to fight the way the flesh, that what he put in the flesh for you to overcome. And you've got to overcome it. And he says, if you don't overcome it, then you won't be fit for the kingdom. And when Yahshua was telling you, you know, to wipe that frown off your face, you know, he knows that you can. He knows that you can, but he knows that you want to love that hatred. And these people, the shootout that I mentioned, I'm sure you saw, it's been on all the news, and it's wondering why the North family wasn't being arrested. And they said, well, his name is North. That's the reason he's not being arrested. And, of course, the Norths are, you know, high in the schools of higher learning in Abilene. And so this is the reason this, but the news media said, no, that had nothing to do with it. So finally he went and turned himself in. But you will see this, I'm sure, throughout the trial. No justice in the world today. But then who's guilty of this crime? It's not those two men that had the fight. They're no more guilty than the woman that was brought to Yahshua. And they said, we've caught her in the very act. Now she's guilty, right? No, she's not guilty. You're the one that's guilty. So just let him who is without sin go ahead and cast a stone at her. What this woman was caught up in was the same schools of higher learning that the whole earth is caught up in today. And these boys that had the shootout, they've trained for years for this. They were bred for it. Yes, they're breeding them for it. They're teaching them day after day to hate and kill and murder. One of them, the one that got killed, was wanting to be a police officer. Can you imagine? And our police department, I'm sure, is full of the same confusion. And of course, the lawyers who defend them are full of it. The thing that they've gotten caught up in is kill or be killed, living by the sword. But it's producing this hatred that we want to hang on to. That's the reason some have trouble when they come to the house of Yahweh. They come in, well, you better not touch me. Don't get near me. This is the attitude they come with. Now, this can be changed, but Yahshua said, in order for you to be changed, you've got to humble yourself as a little child and take on a rebirth. A total rebirth within yourself. And you can do it. You can do it. Everything you have in you now, everything you was born with, is lust and hatred and enmity against the laws that I'm trying to teach you right now. That's the reason that some have trouble with me. Because I'm not going to change. I've got it going, brother. I know that Yahweh is with me. He says, he spells my every move. He's told me my every move and how to do it. And of course, the scripture is filled with the prophecies about me and this last day's work of Yahweh. Well, of course, we now have the job of teaching and turning around the carnal mind that you were born and raised with. We could take these men, yes? We could take these two men that had the fight out, and we will. We'll train them one day. Everyone will be taught by Yahweh. Everyone. Every single individual. And we could turn this around to where the man that whipped over in front of the other man would have never even thought about doing such a stunt. The man that bumped him and cursed him would have never thought about that. Both of them would have humbly apologized to each other and walked away from the scene. Now, that's what your Savior was. That's what your Savior teaches. If you can believe the Savior's words, He will show you. He shows anyone the only way to become a part of Yahweh's work, stop the fighting and wars, and have eternal life. Yeshua spoke and He taught. He taught the written words of the prophets. He said in Luke 24:25, let's be turning over to Matthew 6, but He said in Luke 24:25, He said, "You're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken." And then He said, Yeshua said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, that's what I want you to go to. I want to read it. You can write down Luke 24:25 if you want to, and read it for yourself. But this Luke 24:25, you could preach several sermons on that. You young preachers that are wanting to preach, you could preach several sermons on where this puts the world. You're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. No religion on earth except the house of Yahweh teaches all that the prophets have spoken and lives by it. Do you understand that? We're the only ones on earth that believe what the prophets have spoken. And the prophets have spoken about this last day's work and says you can be a part of it, but you won't do it with a frown on your face. You're going to have to smile, and you're going to have to bow, and you're going to have to be humble. You're going to have to take glory and joy and find joy in Yahweh, and you can do it. I've found it. I can tell you it's there. I wake up every Sabbath morning. I can't wait to get to the house of Yahweh. If I'm not already here, I can't wait to get here, to get to work. And every morning I wake up, I think, what can I do today? I've got to get to work. I've got to get to Yahweh's work. Well, here now, the Savior in Matthew 6 and verse 33, he tells you, seek first, but seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh. Now, they changed that, of course, the rebellious. I was reading a commentary. I want to tell you about this week. The commentary was written back in the 1800s by a man in England. And he got so close, he said, the Jews, he's talking about the Catholic Church, of course. He calls them the popery. And he talked about the Holy Roman Empire. He calls the Romish Empire. And he talked about witnessing them burn to death 250 families. And it's on record, and he named what businesses they were in, so many men was in, and so forth, but they burned them to death. Now, these were men of Galilee who had been driven out, taken prisoners, and so forth, and were trying to live by the Holy Scriptures that the Catholic Church did not want anyone to own. And of course, he was part of the Protestant movement that came out of this Catholic Church and made it possible. This is the way Yahweh made it possible for you to own a Bible today, because the popery, as he called them, and the Romish army that killed all their disbelievers, they passed laws that said don't own these things. If you were caught without pork in your house, then you were classified as a believer of Leviticus the 11th chapter. If you were caught with a manuscript of some kind from the holy writings of the prophets, then of course you were due to be burned at the stake. Well, they burned 250 families, children and all, he said. They burned them to death. That should have been enough to turn the people from the popery and the Romish, but they were afraid. They were afraid. Some of those people came to the United States, hid in caves, because they hunted them here, too. And they gave them the name of Indian. This old Indian, you know, it wasn't that to begin with. It was an old Galilean. And that's where that chicken came from, was the old Galilean recipe. And those old Galileans had to hide for their lives, even in the United States, because they were trying to kill them here too, trying to kill them all. And after they retrained their children and gave them the names of Indians and Indian tribes and made them look as sick as they possibly could, yes, they made them look sick in history, where no one would want to have anything to do with them. And when they sang the song, hey, ya, 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 ho, ya, 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 they made fun of that too. This was a mockery that they put upon the people they call Indians. Now, this is how bad they hated the Galileans. Wonder why you've got a frown on your face like this? See, they haven't been taught to even start coming away from this enmity to the laws of Yahweh. And they are still not being taught. But you know what? We're going to resurrect these people. We're going to teach them. The very people, along with this man that got shot the other day and killed, the very people that hates the house of Yahweh today, if they die, we're going to resurrect them. We're going to teach them Yahweh's way. Everyone is going to be taught by Yahweh before this thing is finished. Yes, that's the finishing work. Resurrecting, that will be at the last, after this first 1,000-year millennium, of course, that we're going to resurrect all of these people that persecuted, hunted down, and killed our ancestors for doing what we're doing today. And we're going to resurrect them and give them the opportunity of eternal life. These same people could drag you out and keep you from overcoming this hatred to Yahweh right now. They could. They could cause you, they can whisper in your ear and fill your mind with hatred against Yahweh's last day's work and actually keep you from ever receiving eternal life. This is the one and only chance for you. You won't have, when you're resurrected, if you die in your sins after you have been trained in the house, there won't be any hope for you. You'll be resurrected, as Yahshua said, in chapter 5 of John, and also Daniel 12. You'll be resurrected to only be condemned to shame and contempt, and of course, eternal death. Well, here he tells you, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh. Well, of course, they changed that to Lord or God, the Lord, which comes from the rabbis. The rabbis are the ones that have priests, Catholic priests today. Rabbin means Lord. And of course, the highest Rabbini means the Lord. And of course, when he dies, you have Halloween to worship the dead saints, what they call saints. Saints of Satan. They don't serve Yahweh. Seek first the kingdom. No, they changed it. Kingdom of God or kingdom of Lord. It's actually the kingdom of Yahweh, and we have tons of proof for that, to show you. Come to the house. We have the answers here. Praise Yahweh. Well, in Matitya, the Savior himself said, seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? Deuteronomy 6:25. It's keeping the laws of Yahweh. That is your righteousness. 1 John 3:4 says sin is the breaking of those laws. 1 John 3:7-8 says don't let any popery, Romish, Catholic, Baptist, or whatever deceive you. Don't let any man deceive you, it says. 1 John, write it down, read it for yourself if you're in radio TV land. I won't turn there and read it. I want to continue here. 1 John 3:4, 7, and 8. That's 1 John if you have a King James Version. They changed his name too because it had Yahweh in it. But seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. How do you seek? How do you seek first the kingdom of Yahweh? That's your first chore to salvation, Yahshua said. And you're a fool if you don't believe it. Now, this is what the Savior tells you to do if you want salvation. If you want salvation, seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. Then everything else, glory, you want glory, it'll be added to you. You'll be so glorious when you're manifested to the universe, brethren, as being a child of Yahweh. You know, there's no way that anything could compare to the glory that Yahweh has in store for you. If you'll humble yourself as a little child, get the frown on your face, smile when you see me. And when I'm up here chewing on you, smile and thank me for it. Praise Yahweh for it. Now, Yahshua said to do this first. And then he said, he's preaching, he said, believe. Let's turn over to Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, because he said, you've got to believe all that the prophets have spoken. He said, seek the kingdom of Yahweh. That's what was told to you back here in this law. Seek first the kingdom. You'll find that kingdom is the one sent. We'll show you that in just a little bit. The one sent. He's the one you've got to seek out to find the kingdom of Yahweh. That's what the great Kohan Shaul was putting out a while ago from the scripture. That is the kingdom. That's the kingdom of Yahweh. You right now. And so I love this commercial that the ladies of the house of Yahweh made, where there's, I am the house of Yahweh. I'm the house of Yahweh. Well, that's true, and I'll make that more believable when you see what the apostles said about this. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go here. He said, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh. Well, here in Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, he said, you are to seek the habitation of Yahweh. He could have wrote kingdom of Yahweh. This is Deuteronomy 12, verse 5. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh. That's the same thing. It's written right here. He's just merely quoting the law, the written law of the prophet. Seek the habitation of your father, the place where Yahweh, your father, shall choose out of all your tribes to establish his authority. That word is authority right there. If you want to look it up, it means authority. And it also means the authority of the one sent. If you turn over to, keep that in mind, go over to Amos now. Amos, because keep in mind also that the Savior said many, many false prophets, false saviors will arise. In Amosha or Amos, they changed his name too because the word Yahweh is in his name, Amosha. So they just put merely in the King James Version, Amos. Well, here in chapter 3 now, Yahweh says in verse 7, most assuredly, Father Yahweh will have no work. He won't have a work. Now remember the word work, because Yahshua used that word the same as he did, seek first the kingdom. Most assuredly, Father Yahweh will have no work other than the work that he has prophesied in advance by his servants, the prophets. Well, that narrows it down now, because no one except the prophets are to be believed when it comes to finding, seeking out the kingdom of Yahweh. That's where you have to go to find where it is and what it's doing and the work that you can join. Look back up to verse 1. Hear the word which Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought out of the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? Now, as Shaul brought out, Kohan Shaul just brought out, you've got to agree with Yahweh. He's not going to agree with you. He sets the pattern that you've got to live by if you want to live. Otherwise, you won't have eternal life because he simply won't give it to you. Can you imagine what his kingdom would be like if it was divided like Wisconsin is today? You see what every man doing what is right in his own eyes? We didn't read it, but turn back to Deuteronomy 12. Hold your place in Omosha, because he warns against that very thing. And he tells you, Yeshua said, believe, you're a fool if you don't believe the prophets. Well, he says here in this same verse, verse 5, he said, seek the habitation of Yahweh, the place he chooses to place his name, that is his authority, and there you must go. No ifs, ands, and buts, there you must go if you want salvation. Verse 8, you must not at all do as we are doing here today, this day, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Now, there's your two laws that you got to follow if you want salvation and if you don't want to be deceived. You can't do what's right in your own eyes. I just told you, your eyes are full of evil. Your heart is full of evil. That's what your scripture says. These things you've got to fight. You've got to put them down and believe Yahweh and go to the place he chooses and there do what he says. That's all simple. The Savior said it as well as the prophets wrote it. Well, get back to Omosha now. You only have I known, that's verse 2. Verse 3, can two walk together without agreeing? No, they can't. You can't walk with Yahweh unless you agree, and you're a fool if you don't believe what the prophets have spoken, because that's the words of Yahweh to you. He's not going to come and talk to you. People who hear these voices and say, Yahweh told me to go kill Israel. No, that didn't come from Yahweh. It can come. Yes, it can come, but not from Yahweh. Verse 6, will a trumpet be blown in a city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity flourish by religious imposters be taking place in a city and Yahweh not have a righteous work there? See, he's leading up to telling you, Yahweh is not going to have a work everywhere. He has set 7 works. That's it. Now, from those seven works, he said, I am going to establish a kingdom, a family, and I'm going to give them full ruling authority. We're the last ones of that family, brethren. We're the remnant. And he says, all you've got to do is believe without seeing. Believe all that the prophets have spoken. Believe the one sent. That's all you've got to do. Believe and do what he says. Well, here he tells you, I'm not going to have a work every place that Satan has a work. The only ones that I'm going to have is that prophesied. When people come to you and start whispering in your ear, ask them, where are you prophesied in the Holy Scriptures? And write this down and bring it to me, because I want to talk to them too. In verse 8, he said, the lion has roared. Who will not be afraid? Father Yahweh has spoken, but who can prophesy? Well, you can't unless you have this inspiration from Yahweh. You go off on your own, you're on your own, as Yeshua said, and we'll read it in just a moment. Publish it in the palaces of Ashdod and in the palaces of Egypt, the land of Egypt, and so forth. And he says, behold the great turmoil. Surely we can behold that now. We have televisions in our house that bring in news from all over the world. And so you can sit there and watch the news and you can see the turmoil from the schools of higher learning, from everyone going his own way, from everyone disbelieving what Yahweh, who created mankind for the purpose of giving him authority to rule the universe. Yes, that's why you were created. That's why mankind was put on the earth, because there was trouble, and I'll cover that all later in detail. Yes, there's been trouble in heaven, and still is trouble in heaven. But Yahweh has a plan to stop all of it and bring peace not only to the earth, to the schools of higher learning, to all of these people that killed themselves down through the centuries and murdered everybody else. They won't repent of their murders. They will create more nuclear bombs to protect themselves. And they're going to kill 4/5 of mankind with those nuclear bombs that they've built to protect themselves. Well, that's their schools of higher learning. There is a better way, and Yahweh has it, and we're going to offer it to the universe, and you can be a part of that work if you will believe, if you will believe all that the prophets have spoken. Verse 10, for they do not know to do righteousness. That's the reason there's turmoil. Come to the house of Yahweh. We have the answers for you to straighten out your problem. No, your minds are blinded. Your minds are blinded from what would stop these problems that you're having now all over the world. Yahweh is training a crew right here in Abilene. He'll train you too if you come. If you come, he will train you to bring peace. Verse 10, they do not know to do righteousness, says Yahweh. They don't even know what righteousness is. They think righteousness is fixing a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving for these poor, hungry people that they kick out the next day. And I'm sure now that this next Thanksgiving, they will remember all these men that's been in prison, that they are going to kick out of prisons because they can no longer afford to keep them. They store up violence and robbery in their palaces. They fight in the streets, killing each other. They rob each other. They go and rob their churches. They cut off, they take their air conditioners. They're taking their air conditioners from behind the churches, they say, stripping the copper out of them and taking them and taking it and selling it. This is what he's talking about right here. Look at what you're getting into or what you want to stay in. He's calling you out of this enmity to the law. Yahweh is calling you out, training you in his way, a way he says will stop this. And if you just look at his way, you can see that it will. Therefore, this is what Father Yahweh says, an adversary is surrounding the land, and will bring down your strength from you, and your palaces will be plundered. Well, of course, we're seeing that now. Well, this is a Moshiach now that we are looking at here. And remember what he said, seek first the kingdom. That's the same thing Deuteronomy said. Let's go over to Yochanan now, the 5th chapter. If you have a King James Version, it's John. The 5th chapter here, and go back to what Yeshua is showing you here to keep you from being deceived, to show you the one and only way into Yahweh's kingdom, into his work. Go to chapter 5 of Yochanan. Chapter 5, and notice here, verse 39, he says, seek first the kingdom. Deuteronomy said, seek the habitation of Yahweh. That's the kingdom of Yahweh, where he chooses to give authority. To give authority. That's what the whole thing is about. That's Genesis 1:26 is where he made man to give him this authority. Now he set up a place to give authority. He said, seek it. Seek first that place. Go to that place. Well, how do you find it? The Savior said in verse 39, search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures, the written word. Well, here's the popery, as the commentary said, and the Romans saying, no, you can't trust the Scriptures. They're wrong. Now, we have an oral law that's better. You know, it's better than eggs and better than sugar and better than salt. In fact, you do away with all those things if you follow us. You'll start going blind and hungry and deaf and dumb too. But he says, search the Scriptures. This is the way to find it. For in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they that testify of me. Me, giving you authority. Giving you authority. Look at verse 40. But you will not come to me that you might have eternal life. You've got to come to him. And the only way you can find him is search the scriptures to see where his prophesied work is. Amosha said, I will have no work other than that prophesied. So you search the scriptures to find where that work is. Now, this is the written word of the prophets. They wrote as they were moved by Yahweh's Spirit. Then they asked him, look at chapter 6 and verse 28. Chapter 6 of this same book. Chapter 6 of Yochanan and verse 28. Then they asked, they said to him, what must we do that we might work the works of Yahweh? This should be your question. What do I have to do? What did he say? Go to the priest. Chapter 17 of Deuteronomy. Go to the priest. Seek first the kingdom, then go to the priest, and he will tell you what to do. Don't turn from the right or the left, he says, and you will be in my kingdom. And Yeshua said in Matthew 7, he said, wide is the way to destruction. Wide is the way and broad is the way that leads to destruction. But narrow is this way. The only thing you have to do is seek through the scriptures, go to that place, humble yourself, and do what the priest says. Once you have found the prophesied work of the kingdom of Yahweh, where is the work? What do we do? And Yahshua answered and said to them, this is the work of Yahweh. Well, notice what the work of Yahweh is teaching to do. The whole work of Yahweh. The whole work of Yahweh. This is what it teaches. Now, this is what you hate, I know. This is a hatred that goes on in everybody's mind to begin with. It creates hatred, jealousy, envy, and in many cases, murder. Yes, false accusing. But this is what you've got to do right here, the Savior said, and what the work is for, what the work is for is to get you to believe the one sent. The whole work of Yahweh is to get you to believe that. Now let me tell you a story again. Let me tell you what was written in Samuel. Samuel, Yahweh, want to remind you of this. Samuel told the king of the nation of Israel, go do a certain thing, kill all the animals, don't bring any of them back with you. So here comes Saul, the king. He was the king that Yahweh chose over the nation of Israel. Put yourself in his shoes. And Samuel said, what have you done here? Why didn't you do what I told you to? Oh, I did. Well, then why? What is this animal noise? What are these animals that's making racket here? Well, I decided to save the best ones. If you'd have seen those beautiful animals, you'd want us to mix with them. You'd want to cross with them. So I decided. So here you did what Yahweh has told you not to do, every man doing what is right and pleasing in his own eyes. That's what you did. Do you see anything righteous about that? Well, that's what people want to do. That's the enmity against Yahweh's work. His work is to get you to believe the one sent. The one sent, and they knew it, was Samuel at that time. And he told the king, you just threw your kingship away. You threw away the place in Yahweh's kingdom. Because you were raised and brought up on the laws of Yahweh. You were fully trained in it. I told you plain as day, don't bring any of these animals back. Kill them all. Yahweh told you to do this. Samuel was Yahweh to King Saul. Now, Yahweh gave you that example. And he says these examples occurred to them so you won't stumble and fall as they did. Yet the same enmity to Yahweh's law, to his kingdom, to his house, the same enmity is with you today. And we'll see this spoken of more in detail and how it actually is bred into the genes. That's what the apostles show. Yes, they knew about genes and they knew about breeding. They knew Adam. Adam knew it. Adam and Eve. They were very brilliant in these things. What science is finding out today. I brought a lot of this stuff out in the prophetic word and the newsletters, and you really need to read those weekly and monthly as they're put out. But notice the total work of Yahweh that you, they took out the word may, and we made the same mistake, but the diglot, if you want to get a diglot and look at it, you'll see the word may there. That you may believe. That's the work of Yahweh, that you may believe. And they put the word in, it should be into. Into. Well, what's the word into mean? Into. This word into, I want to read you the meaning of it. It means entry or introduction. Introduction. So you're being introduced right now into Yahweh's kingdom and the way to be a part of this work. To be a part of the work, you must be have this same thing in you that Yeshua did, which you read right there. The total work of Yahweh is to get you to believe the one sent. You're going to be the one sent one day. And when he sent, the one thing that Yahweh is setting the universe up for and the world, he says, witness what I'm doing. So he does these things to witness to the universe that he is training people that you can trust, that he has sent. And he's going to send you a certain individual to your planet. And you've got to believe that individual as from coming from Yahweh himself, and he speaks only the words of Yahweh. So the total work of Yahweh now is to get you to believe the one sent, so when you're the one that sent, the universe will know you. And they're anxiously waiting to find out your name, hoping and praying right now for one sent to be sent to them to stop the hatred. Wisconsin would profit greatly from one sent there to straighten them out right now. So would Egypt. Egypt is in such confusion now and fighting over who's going to rule next. Who's going to rule? Well, all of them are carrying the same confusion that the one they kicked out. So you can see if they sent somebody that's got this same confusion. Yahweh says his people are not going to have that. His people, he said, witness this. I'm not going to let King Saul in my kingdom. They know this. King Saul will not be a part of Yahweh's future kingdom of saints that will be sent out to the universe because he didn't believe, he didn't obey the one sent. That's simple, right? Well, your embody won't tell you that. But the scriptures tell you that. So it's an introduction. It means insertion. Insertion means something that is inserted. It means the mode of a place of attachment of an organ or part of an organ that makes the organ work. It means a section of genetic material that is inserted into the existing gene sequence. Well, science knows how to do this now, and of course the body is wonderfully made, as the psalmist said. So he's giving you something here that you should know and be trained in, knowing what he's talking about. It's like putting you as a piece into a body of workers. And that's what he's speaking of here. You've got to believe the one sent in order, because this into, to become a part that you may become, believe into, believe into him whom he has sent. You know from prophecy that I am the one sent in these last days. That's the way they knew. That's the way they knew that Yahshua was the one sent at that time. Prophecy showed this. We have found him, they said. We have found him, the one sent. That's what the woman from went out telling the people. We have found the one sent. And he is, they killed him, they crucified him, they hated him, they murdered him. And now he's resurrected and he just talked to me. We have found him. So this message went out that they had found the one sent because he was prophesied. Search the scriptures because they testify of me. They give my name, place of birth, time of birth, the work that I will do, how I was named. All of these things are given in detail. There's no way you can deny these prophecies if you're searching for the one sent. Now, he says that you may, this is the work of Yahweh, that you may believe in the one sent. Now, if you can believe in the one sent, one day you will be the one sent. That's what you're training for, to be the one sent out to do a work of Yahweh. And there will be no doubt because Yahweh himself is going to manifest you, the prophets show. But that's the word insertion. It's to be inserted. You are to be inserted into this position. It means superposition. It means which means to place or lay over or above, whether in or not, in contact, to lay as a genetic or a geometric figure upon another so as to make all like parts can coincide. Now that's you, that you may believe into. That's what this word means that the Savior used here. And it's certainly there. We've checked it out. It's there. And it means just that. It means inclusion. Inclusion. The act of including you into this insertion of the body, the kingdom of Yahweh. Beautiful, isn't it? He couldn't have picked a better word to use than that. Now, this is the work of Yahweh that you believe into. That is, that you, so you can be made a part of this body. Maybe like a tiny gene of a muscle or something to make sure that it comes out right each time. So it in itself can work. Now, read again there, that 6:29, Yahshua. He says, Yahshua answered and said to him, this is the work. This is the work of Yahweh from beginning to end. This is it, that you may believe into the one sent. That's it. Now, if you add to that chapter 7, just turn over just a little ways, chapter 7, and look at verse 18. Chapter 7 and verse 18. He says, he who speaks on his own. Now, here is someone that don't want to believe into the one sent. So, he says, he who refuses this and speaks on his own, he seeks his own glory. Now, I'm sure he would deny this, but if he admitted the truth, he would humble himself and this wouldn't apply to him. He would humble himself and believe into the kingdom of Yahweh that Yahweh sent. So Yeshua gives you his character right here in saying, this person who speaks on his own, who has not prophesied of Yahweh for a work of Yahweh in these last days, he seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him, that it was prophesied, he is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Now that is the Savior's words about the one sent and the one not sent. Now if you go back to Yochanan 5 there and look at verse 31, Yochanan 5 and verse 31, Yeshua himself, he said, if I testified on my own behalf, my testimony is not valid. It's worthless. That's the Savior himself doing the talking. He said, if I wasn't prophesied of in the Holy Scriptures, my testimony wouldn't mean a thing. But he's showing them the same thing I'm showing you. He said, search the Scriptures. If they're not there, no, they don't belong to Yahweh. Why should you want to leave the work prophesied, the work of Yahweh? Because of enmity to Yahweh himself. The hatred, this means hatred, that Yahweh put in the carnal mind that you must overcome. If he speaks on his own, now remember what he said, seek first the kingdom, and then seek the one sent, and then obey. Look at Luke. Turn over to Luke again, 18. Luke 18. And notice here verse 17. Luke 18 and verse 17. Now here is what you've got to do to overcome this carnal mind. There's no other way to do it. And if you come here, don't think it's going to be all glory and honor and praise and we'll set you up on a pedestal to worship you. No. We'll worship you, yes. We'll serve you. That's what worship means. But right now, you've got a life of overcoming to do. 18 and verse 17, he said, truly I say to you, whosoever will not accept the kingdom of Yahweh like a little child. So whosoever will not accept me like a little child, you're going to be filled with hatred for me. If you don't turn like a little child and start accepting and humbling yourself to the one sent, you will build a hatred and Satan will pull you out. 3 out of 4 she pulls out. That's what the Savior said. Truly I say to you, whosoever will not accept the kingdom of Yahweh. Now here he told you to search the Scriptures. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Now you have found it. And he said, if you don't humble yourself, then you're not going to make it. Like a little child, you will certainly never enter into it. You have found it. You have found the one sent. But the empathy is still there. You just came to the place where we show you how to get rid of it. Then you'll start loving me. It would make me no difference because I'm going to do the work anyway. It makes no difference whether I'm loved or hated. I love Yahweh and I love his laws. And I will do them. I will do them as long as I have the power to do so. But look back for this last scripture. Look back to verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. You can read before this and after. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. In Psalms 8, we see the crowns that's going to be given to you because you humbled yourself to the kingdom of Yahweh, the one sent. That is the kingdom of Yahweh. I represent the kingdom of Yahweh only, not Satan. 2 Timothy also shows you this. And we're competing for these crowns here as he showed. But glory and honor, yes, you will have it more than you ever expected. And full abundant living, you will have that. You know, even if you worked in the schools of higher learning and you took over the land of Egypt, Even if you took over the land of Egypt, you'd have to build some bombs to protect yourself. You know, none of the world makes sense, brethren, at this time. The only thing that makes any sense at all in this time period is the work that Yahweh has going. Seek it first, and the rest of this will be added to you. May Yahweh bless you, brethren. I love you. Love you, brothers and sisters.